WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
First weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro. Merry post-Christmas, Dan.
Yes, and a happy Boxing Day, one and all. Temperatures across New Jersey almost all below freezing as we begin this Wednesday. Lots of folks going back to work today or enjoying an extended holiday. Temperatures range from 20 degrees at the coldest to about 32 here across the state. It's going to be a typical late December day. If you liked yesterday, you'll like today as well. Mostly sunny and dry. Highs about 40 to 45 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear and chilly tonight. Upper 20s to around 30 again. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Quiet during the day, back to the lower to mid-40s. Now here comes our next storm system. Showers roll in tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly rain, maybe a little tiny bit of wintry mix right at the beginning. Friday, wet and warm, upper 50s to around 60. Right now, Morristown 28, West Deptford 26, and Franklin 28.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, it's a scenario so depraved, just thinking about it makes you sick. An elite Jersey cyber crimes unit is working with the FBI, Homeland Security, and authorities in other states to track down and arrest adults looking to have sex with very young children or parents renting their own kids out for the same purpose.
Detective Paul Scortino of the Jersey State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force says he recently posed as a dad offering up his four-year-old daughter, and
people from out of the state solicited me. They were looking online and found me in New Jersey, and they sent me money to bring me out to their state to have sex with my child.
He adds tracking down and arresting predators is rewarding, but the work is stressful and draining.
Really, when you start to think about it and delve down into it, it makes you shake your head. You have to compartmentalize it, because if you don't, it will drive you crazy.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We have much more about online dangers for children from our town hall just weeks ago, all archived at nj1015.com. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro's commuter weather, much like yesterday, mostly sunny and dry today, seasonably cool. Highs 40 to 45 during the daytime on your Wednesday. Tonight, clear and chilly. Overnight lows upper 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds during the day. Showers possible at night. Now, as Dan just said, mostly rain. There could be a brief period of wintry mix right at the onset of that precipitation. And highs tomorrow in the lower to mid-40s. And complete details on the forecast straight ahead. Also coming up in our next segment, President Trump's best guess is no guess as to when the shutdown will end. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
If you're listening to it, you happen to be tuning in just to go like, you know, since 1997, these people have been morons. I want to see if they change. We haven't changed.
We're not gonna.
We're morons, and we like it.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 507. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro back in about 7 minutes with a look at your commuter weather for this Wednesday morning, day after Christmas. I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. That from President Trump as a partial federal shutdown continues. And with businesses ramping up again, you'll see some effects today. We break it all down for you at NJ1015.com. HIV, hepatitis B and C in Bergen County, Saddlebrook. More than 3,000 patients at the Health Plus Surgery Center may have been exposed to those between January of this year and the first week of September. State health officials are investigating. An Atlanta County firefighter is dead after crashing while responding to an emergency call. The Mizpah Fire Company announced Natalie Dempsey was killed when her car reportedly lost control while traveling in Hamilton Township on Landis Avenue. Mizpah Chief Jay Davenport says her presence will be missed.
That smile just could turn everything right for the day. No matter how bad your day was, she could make it better.
Police say Dempsey struck a guardrail and was pronounced dead at the scene. Her fire company says she will receive a funeral with full honors as she died in the line of duty. Are you confident that your child's car seat is installed and used correctly? Are you really? According to safety experts, up to 3/4 of car seats are installed incorrectly, and some common mistakes can be detrimental to the safety of your child.
Carol Ann Giardelli with Safe Kids New Jersey says the most common mistake seen is a car seat that's too loose.
Give it a good shake at the base of the car seat and make sure that you cannot move it from the base more than an inch side to side or front to back.
Also, any accessories that aren't part of the car seat are a no-no. That includes a mirror on the headrest or toys tied to the car seat handle.
If it is not part of the car seat, it is not tested to withstand the forces of a crash.
All 21 counties have certified child passenger car seat technicians available to inspect your seat free of charge. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. A gold medal-winning Olympic wrestler is coming to the defense of a Jersey high school wrestler forced to cut his dreadlocks or forfeit a match. Jordan Burroughs said when he heard what 16-year-old Andrew Johnson endured, he was shocked because the referee should decide that well before the match.
He checks each wrestler on each team to make sure that they're in accordance with whatever rules would apply when they're out there on the mat.
According to the Johnson family attorney, Andrew had worn a cap that was rules compliant, but the referee, Alan Maloney, rejected it. The family attorney also says Maloney was late for the match and did not do a proper pre-match check. For the second time this month, an immigrant child has died in U.S. government custody, this time an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala who showed signs of potential illness on Monday and died on Christmas. It's not clear when or where he and his father entered the country. Winter can be an awful time for the human body. The bitter cold and lack of moisture not only can wreak havoc on a person's skin, but they can also be terrible for dry eye sufferers. The redness, itchiness, and that sandy, gritty feeling really intensifies.
Winter can be brutal for those with dry eyes, says Dr. Joseph Calderon of Better Vision New Jersey.
So between the cold air outside with its lower humidity than during the other seasons and the circulating warm air, the ocular surface really struggles nearly continuously to stay moist during the winter.
But there are ways to reduce dry eye irritations.
Don't sit too close to space heaters or fireplaces. You can keep a bottle of brand name over-the-counter artificial tears handy and use it a couple of times a day.
Take a break from computer use, increase moisture in your home with a humidifier, and up your intake of fish oils to maintain the lipid layer of the eyes. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A Bridgewater businessman and his 18-year-old son are identified as the two people aboard a small private plane that disappeared off the Atlantic coast of Florida last Thursday, with the Coast Guard suspending its search for Peter Renzulli and son Daniel on Saturday. A first-of-its-kind system in New Jersey will change the way some residents can prepare for an impending storm and the damaging floods it may bring.
When a storm's coming, residents just want to know, how will it affect my neighborhood and property, says Cape May County Emergency Management Director Marty Palugi. The county's new flood risk mapping system tells folks that exact information using a bunch of science all rolled up into one map.
It'll actually show color coding where the water will be in the street,
so the public can move their cars and protect themselves against property damage. Palugi says he wouldn't be surprised if this first in Jersey system gets picked up by other counties. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
State lawmakers are racing to give horse tracks a $20 million a year boost for 5 years starting in 2019 so they can increase the purses paid to race winners.
Horse racing has been struggling for a while, and those challenges were made tougher in 2011 when then-Governor Chris Christie ended a subsidy to the tracks from Atlantic City casinos. Sports betting was seen as a way to turn things around, and those parlors have helped. But A.J. Sabbath of the Standardbred Breeders and Owners of New Jersey says a little extra adrenaline is needed.
The theory was at the time that if there's sports betting at the racetracks, that that will trickle down and help support horse racing. And so this is a little added insurance that that will occur.
The bill requires tracks to reach agreements with horsemen associations on sharing revenue from sports betting. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says mostly sunny and dry today. He's got an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow rejoins us. Dan, really nice day yesterday, and we get one more day of it, right?
Yeah, it's going to feel like late December weather here with high temperatures about 40 to 45 degrees. That's right on the normal for this time of year. So as we count down the final days of 2018, there's really just one storm system that'll start to come into view late tomorrow. So we'll have another clear and chilly night tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And even during the day tomorrow, not too bad. Clouds will be on the increase. Highs, again, lower to mid-40s or so. Now, showers will start to arrive late tomorrow night. I'm thinking after midnight, that late. It's going to be mostly rain. I could see a brief period of wintry mix, some snowflakes, maybe a bit of freezing rain right at the onset, again, late tomorrow night into early Friday morning. And then as temperatures warm on Friday for the third week in a row, we've got a wet end to the work week. Periods of rain for most of the day Friday, looking at about a half inch to an inch of total rainfall. Not heavy, not torrential, just a wet day. Highs upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Then we move into the weekend, clearing out and drying out on Saturday, cooling down with a brisk wind, 50s on Saturday, only around 40 degrees on Sunday. New Jersey First News Time, now 5:15.
around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. A horrifying practice. New Jersey investigators are trying to eradicate selling preschool-age kids online for sex. A partial federal government shutdown continues, and President Trump isn't sure when it'll end. In sports, Sixers lose in OT in Boston. Bucks pull away from the reeling Knicks at the Garden. Nets return to action tonight. Hockey locals not back till tomorrow. Your out-the-door forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your out-the-door forecast for this Wednesday morning. Bus stops are going to be abandoned for the week here. It's a chilly start to the day. 20s for most of the state will top out in the 40s this afternoon. Very similar to yesterday, with mostly sunny skies, dry weather, and just a light breeze today. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
Coming up on 5:23 on this Wednesday morning, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. You don't need us to tell you this. You live here, but in case you were hoping it was just a mirage, it's not. New Jersey in 2018 has continued its reputation as one of the highest tax states in the nation. Even with reductions in the estate and sales taxes, others went way up. Imagine if you lived in part of the Garden State where you couldn't get Jersey fresh fruits or vegetables on a regular basis. It might surprise you to learn some New Jerseyans are struggling with this problem right now.
Assemblywoman Carol Murphy is pushing a plan to establish a two-year food desert pilot program. She says in scattered urban and rural areas across Jersey, there are thousands of people who either don't drive or don't have a car, and as a result, they're not getting any fresh produce.
My children can't have healthy food. They're not getting a good education. They're not able to concentrate in school.
Her legislation would establish year-round reduced-price weekly produce markets in three parts of Jersey, and local residents could also get recipe information. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
GoFundMe says it's fulfilled its mission as ReFundMe, fully reimbursing everyone who literally bought into a $400,000 scam to help a helpful homeless man. That man, Johnny Bobbitt, and the now ex-couple who ran the campaign for him have all been charged. After nearly 90 years, a Christmas nativity at a New Jersey Catholic church is finally whole again. The baby Jesus statue was stolen from Our Lady of Grace in Hoboken in the 1930s, but just recently the statue was returned in a box shipped from Florida. Father Alex Santora forgives the person who once took it.
It's never too late to always own up. It's never too late to say, I want to do what is right. And I hope that's a message that's universal.
Inside the box was an anonymous letter saying it was time to right a wrong and return the baby Jesus. The same sender has sent additional unsigned letters asking for forgiveness. There's a new round of road work starting up in Toms River next year, but don't worry. This time it's a town-run project.
They're constructing a loop between the parkway and waterfront businesses by elevating Her Flicker Boulevard and converting Water Street to a one-way street. It's part of a plan to redevelop the downtown area, including moving the post office.
We have a spot for them by the Seacrest Mall. They'd be happy to move. That would free up that whole square block where the post office is and where they park all the white trucks.
Mayor Tom Kelleher says Plan B is acquiring airspace over the building where they would add retail, apartments, and a parking deck for employees and residents who would live there. Vin Ebenu, New Jersey 101.5 News.
What's so great about the Garden State? Each week we profile those that make Jersey a great place to live. A four-year-old Hamilton boy's death in 2014 led to his parents creating the First Day of School Foundation, so named, according to Andy Waller, for one of his late son Eli's favorite things.
Eli had only a couple of first days of school, and he was in like early intervention and preschool programming. But he absolutely loved school.
The foundation identifies ways special needs classrooms can be enhanced by technology or other means and awards $1,000 grants to make it happen. Their first big fundraiser of 2019 is a gala on February 1st at the Hamilton Manor. Got more good news about Jersey? Let us know at nj1015.com. 5:26 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Mostly sunny and dry today. Seasonably cool, much the same as yesterday. Dan will have more on the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 5:30, what you need to know about people who try to buy and sell the services of preschoolers online for sex. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
Time on New Jersey's First News 529 as we check business. Asian markets were mostly lower today after President Donald Trump said that there was nothing new in efforts to end the partial government shutdown over a U.S.-Mexico border wall. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bishaw is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petrocioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.